I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, Samsung of South Korea has a big product unveiling tomorrow, among expectations, a smartphone that's bendy and opens to double the screen size. Will that prompt a turnaround for Samsung, which needs one? Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The future unfolds, screams Samsung's new promo video. But is folding the future as far as phones? Kyle Weens is co-founder of iFixit, which does teardowns of every new gizmo.
Do we care? Do we want our phones to be flexible? I'm not sure the answer to that is yes. Sometimes Samsung will come up with a technological innovation because they can, not necessarily because they should.
Samsung earnings fell 29% last quarter, and it forecast a weak 2019. In addition to its own products, Samsung sells components to other device makers. But we're all upgrading less often, and the big China market is slowing. For its next trick, Roger Kay at Endpoint Technologies says Samsung will embed its chips in web-connected cars, buildings, and appliances.
Those markets are small and fragmented, but they will account for a lot of the silicon volume in the next 5 years.
The challenge will be this year. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.